Hello and welcome to Success Babe Radio. I'm your host, Brooke, and I am so excited that you're here. On this podcast, we explore topics such as self-love, mindset, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and all the things you need to create a life you love. We're going to get real and honest about the adventures, challenges, and wins of creating your life on your own terms. You get to define what success means to you, and I'm here to help you make it happen. Let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of Success Babe Radio. First of all, I would like to thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you so much and I am so glad that you're here so far. Although we aren't too far into this series, this thing, this podcast, I've had some really, really amazing feedback. And the thing about that is I am so grateful that what I'm doing and what I am creating is helping people and helping them show up, and they are learning from it, and I am grateful that it's beneficial to other people and not just myself, because I do get benefit out of it too. For me, I enjoy talking about the things that I talk about. I enjoy interviewing people. I enjoy all this kind of stuff. I love doing it. So I'm so glad that there is something good coming out of it on the other side too. That said, if you are enjoying the podcast and if you would be so kind as to leave me a review, I would much appreciate that. It is super easy to do. All you have to do is go into, I just know how to do it on iTunes, on the podcast app on iPhone. So that's all I can give you instructions on. But if you open up the podcast app and you go into the Success Babe Radio show part in the app, when you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see there's a whole section there. It's so easy. It just says leave a review. Super easy. And the reason why it's important to leave reviews is because the shows with more reviews and more positive reviews get shown to other people. It turns up as a suggested show, a suggested podcast that people might like, or like other people that listen to this podcast also listened to this podcast. So that's why leaving a review is beneficial. It helps me get the show and the topics and what I'm talking about out in front of people who might not necessarily have found me by any other means. I know a lot of people who have come across the podcast, who have come across from my Instagram or the Instagram of maybe other people who have listened to the show, people that I've interviewed. So a really kind of close-knit community there, and that's great. But also there might be other people that are going to benefit from the kind of stuff that we talk about here that don't know me through any other social media outlet. Anyway, enough of that. Today, what I'm talking about is, as you may know from the title, imposter syndrome. And some of you may know what this is, some of you may not know what it is. Alas, I am sitting here with my rose quartz crystal in my hand and a glass of wine because this is some serious shit. It's real, it's a thing. I'm going through it and I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it because maybe you're going through it and maybe you need to know that it's okay that you're going through it. Maybe you're going through it and you don't even know that it's a real thing. You maybe are feeling some type of way and you're thinking, what the fuck is this? And we got a new moon. So maybe it's because of that, but also maybe not. I'm not going to get too woo-woo here for you right now. But anyway, imposter syndrome. What is imposter syndrome? So I'm going to give you a bit of a Googled kind of definition first, and I'm going to read it straight up, and this is: imposter syndrome is a psychological matter where a person has consistent thoughts that they don't know enough about or are not skilled enough to pursue what they desire. It's a need to validate ourselves by external measures and other people's standards. So, basically what this is someone thinks that other people are going to find out or call them out for not being as smart as what this person thinks they are. Or maybe this person thinks that what they're doing is not going to be enough for the people that they are saying that they can help or get results for. Or maybe it's someone who is in a work environment, like in a meeting setting, for example, and when they want to speak up and say what they think, they have these other thoughts of like, who are you to say that? You don't know what you're talking about. No one's going to like what you have to say. And imposter syndrome can manifest through thoughts like, who am I to be doing this? Why am I the person to be delivering this message? I don't know enough. People are going to find out that I don't know what I'm talking about. I need to learn more before I start. Maybe when you do achieve something, you don't acknowledge it and instead think that you could have done better or that you did it and you succeeded just because of luck. Or maybe you think everyone else is more talented and skilled than I am. And so many, so many more reasons. So why do people feel this way? Why is imposter syndrome a thing? And when it comes down to it, it's usually, I mean, probably always related to, so I would say definitely always related to some type of fear. Fear of being judged, fear of someone calling you out, so many different things, like a fear. Fear of standing up in front of people and blanking, right? So many, so many different fears. And the fears that are behind it need to be addressed. Maybe you're worried that people will call you out or think that what you've done isn't good enough. So basically you're beating people to questioning and judging you by doing it yourself first. Instead of doing the stuff and then possibly, but probably actually not in reality, people calling you out and doing it, you're beating them to it. You're getting there before they can. And one of the other things that this comes from is not only just a fear, but also I would say a lack of self-trust, which, I mean, when you really dig into it, could also be because of fear. But I kind of think self-trust and fear should be treated differently because they can be resolved differently, in my opinion, in my experience anyway. But the pressure of trying to live up to other people's standards or what you think other people expect of you is going to hold you up at some point if this is something that you do. Constantly worrying if what you're doing and creating is going to be received well by other people is going to limit and put a hold on and put a stop to your creativity. Because if you're constantly trying and thinking about and wondering if what you're doing is okay by other people, then this is where your creativity is coming from. You're creating from, I would say, a place of desperation and a place of need and a place of want instead of a place of exploration and adventure and love. And I know for some people this is going to seem super woo-woo, but like I said, I'm holding my rose quartz. So this is what we're getting tonight. Today, whenever it is that you're listening to it, it's a Saturday night when I'm recording this. So this is where we're going. I do think, however, that a little tiny bit of questioning, who am I to do this? Am I the right person? Do I know enough? I think that a little bit of those questions is okay, as long as it's caught in time, because I do think that these questions, for the most part, and this usually when you have this imposter syndrome, it's coming from a place of wanting to serve and wanting to produce the results that you say you can produce and wanting to help people, right? Some like narcissistic douche isn't gonna think, oh no, I wonder if what I'm doing is going to be enough. Like any old Joe who doesn't give a shit about the person that they're trying to help isn't gonna be asking these questions. They're just gonna do it, take the money and run. But for those of us who do ask these questions and do have concerns about this, it's because we come from a place of service and we have standards and we want to produce quality work and quality results. So I think that to a degree, this question and these questions are okay. But I do also think that it needs to be worked on. And there needs to be awareness and not to let it go down the rabbit hole of like where I have been in these past couple days of oh shit, is what I'm doing enough? I don't think I can be enough. People are watching. I don't know if I'm going to be enough. I can't move forward. It's kind of like this freeze, debilitating thing of like, shit, I'm not going to live up to other people's standards. I'm not going to hit that mark. I can't do it. I can't hit that mark. That's where it becomes a problem. So a little bit of the question is like, is okay when it's, do I know enough? Am I producing the right stuff? Because it makes you reevaluate and reflect and assess, and you can look over what you do and say, okay, yeah, actually I'm really fucking amazing. Great. But then, like I said, it gets a problem when you go too far down that rabbit hole and it becomes debilitating and freezing and you don't move forward. And I am a believer that there is always room to grow. There is always room for improvement. There is always room for development. So again, this question can be okay if it promotes development and improvement and growth, but it's a problem when it goes the other way to stopping moving forward, stopping taking action, stopping doing what needs to be done. So if you can change your perspective when it gets to this point, you have a much better chance of being able to turn it around into something positive. So then the question, how do you get through it? When you find yourself asking these questions and it's impacting you to the point that you can't move forward or you're not moving forward, how do you do it? Because you have to keep moving if you're trying to get somewhere and you come up against a roadblock or a speed hump. You can't just turn around and go the other way because you're going to go back to exactly where you came from, and that's exactly what you're trying to get away from. So I'm going to go into a little bit of psychology of the mind and a few different things that contribute to how we show up in the world. This might be new to you, and maybe you already know this. If you don't know it, it might be a little bit hard to grasp in the beginning. So I ask you to bear with me and be patient. And if you need to, come back to it, listen again. If you still aren't able to grasp it, that's absolutely okay. You can do some research, and there may be another, someone else, or another way that you can find that it's explained that maybe resonates with you a little more, because I'm just going to kind of go over it basically in a very dry way, just so we can get through this podcast, because I don't want it to take forever, but I'm going to get into it instead of rambling right now. So, humans have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. And you know this, and the way that you can see this is because you have thoughts, but then you can also see and think about the thoughts that you have. We also have an ego, which I'm going to get into in a minute, and it all ties together. But we process all of our information in our conscious mind. So this is the part of the brain that you're actually aware of. So your conscious mind is the part of what's happening in your head that you're aware of. So thoughts, feelings, figuring things out, rationalizing, worrying, etc. It's the automatic part of the brain that we don't need to actively access because it only stops when we sleep. The subconscious mind is non-analytical. It's been absorbing information since we were babies, believing everything it was taught and holding on to all of the unfiltered thoughts and beliefs that were given to us pretty much by our parents and society. It contains thoughts, feelings, memories, desires, all that stuff that are out of our awareness, but can come up to the surface at any most likely unexpected moment. So this is where the majority of the thoughts, feelings, memories, and desires we have are kept that we're usually not aware of. Not the stuff that's right on the surface. Stuff that's deep down. So you know how when people say the truth comes out when you're drunk? Well, this is usually that stuff, those truths are stuff that's in the subconscious mind. Or usually when someone has a slip of the tongue and will say something on accident without even thinking, it's kind of just this like thing that pops into the head and they say it and then they're like, oh shit, I did not mean to say that. That is usually the stuff that's caught up in the subconscious mind. And now, the most important part of all of this is that it's actually the subconscious mind, so the stuff that's all deep down that we're not thinking about, it's the hidden stuff, that's the part of the brain that's actually running the show. So all of these thoughts and beliefs that are in the subconscious mind are stuff that's been ingrained and conditioned, and that's what is driving the rational analytical part, so the conscious mind. So even though we think we're making rational analytical decisions based on fact and experience, it's the crap that was instilled in us by other people that's actually in the driver's seat. And that's a lot to take in. And I hope that you absorb it. You can rewind a little bit and re-listen if you need to. But there's actually an amazing quote by Jen Sincero, who wrote one of my favorite and most highly suggested and recommended books, which is called You Are a Badass. And if you are a friend of mine, I have probably either lent you, bought you, or told you to buy this book. But anyway, a quote, and by now we all know I love quotes, from her book is that our conscious mind thinks it's in control, but it isn't. Our subconscious mind doesn't think about anything, but it is in control. And now onto the ego. The ego is the identity we have constructed for ourselves, which is not our true identity. It's based on the beliefs and thoughts we have absorbed about ourselves from the world around us. So the ego is our identity, and our identity is what we think other people think we are. And there's a quote which I originally heard via Jay Shetty, but it's been attributed to someone named Charles Cooley. But the quote is, "I'm not what I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am." And the reason that I'm going through all of this stuff about identity and subconscious mind and conscious mind is because when it comes down to us, a lot of the time, these reasons that we have these fear and this imposter syndrome is because of a few things. One, because of this identity that we've constructed based on our ego, and two, our subconscious beliefs. So these beliefs are coming up to the surface, and usually they're limiting beliefs. These, what's called limiting beliefs. So these beliefs that come up that limit us, that stop us from moving forward, these ones that are based on stuff that's happened to us, beliefs that were passed down to us, and they're not real. They're not real. They're not truth, but we have absorbed it and accepted it as part of our identity because we've never been told or taught otherwise. We've grown up thinking one type of way, and we've absorbed that, and that is who we are. That is what we think. And so the ego, the point of this ego is to try and keep us safe. The ego doesn't want to have to learn anything new. It doesn't want to have to go get out of its comfort zone. So what does it do? It says, well, this is what I believe about myself. This is what I believe about the world. And I'm going to do whatever I can to keep you here. I don't want to have to learn a new way of living. I don't want to have to experience new things because that could potentially mean danger. So I'm just going to keep you holding on to this shit. I'm just going to keep you holding on to it. Going to keep you holding on to these fears and this limiting beliefs because that serves me the best because then I don't have to work hard. So in a very roundabout and long-winded way, the reason that this imposter syndrome comes up is because it's the ego's way of trying to keep us safe. If I'm going to use an example of myself right now to kind of put this all into perspective. For me, if I don't show up more on Instagram, if I don't put out podcasts, if I don't try to help people, and if I don't try to say I can help people and then actually have to do the work to say that I say I am going to do and actually help them, my ego doesn't have to do anything. There is no potential rejection. There is no need to learn anything new. There is no need to change. So my ego is going to come in and say, yeah, but like, can you actually live up to these expectations? Can you actually do that? Do you have what it takes? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that you should try that because it's hard. And like, what if you fail? What if you fuck it up? What if someone says that they don't like you? What if someone says that what you did wasn't very good? Yeah, just don't bother. Just don't try doing that. There's no point. You should just stop right now. Because people are expecting this whole big thing of you, and you probably can't do that. So let's just stay here. Let's just stay safe. Let's just not, like, put stuff up on Instagram. let's just not put any podcast up because that's the easiest way to go. No one has to worry then, right? Like, shit, this is exactly what was going on in my head. And maybe this has gone on in some form for you in some different narrative, but in a similar format. Like, you want to do something, but then there's this little voice in your head that is just like, but can you? Can you do that? Are you going to be good enough at it? Are you going to be able to produce the results? Are you going to live up to these expectations? Right? And I feel like it's probably very far and few between those that have not had these thoughts or feelings in some way. Right? So here I just want to let you know, for those of us who have thought it and felt it, I want you to know that, one, you're not alone. I'm feeling it too. I am here with you. But two, fuck that. We're getting through it. We're going through to the other side, and I am with you, and I'm going to give you some techniques and things that help me get through it so that you don't let it hold you back, because that is the problem when you listen to that shit, when you let it hold you back. I'm getting real fired up. I'm swearing a lot. I apologize. Actually, no, I don't fucking apologize. I'm swearing. I just really love talking about this stuff. Anyway, we're getting through it. We're moving on. I've told you enough of what it is all about and what it all is. So now we're going to get onto the good stuff of how you can get to the other side. All right. So the first thing is to always think back to exactly what I just told you about the unconscious mind, the subconscious. It can be called the subconscious, the unconscious mind, same thing. The subconscious mind, the conscious mind, and the ego. Absolutely, I think you should really learn more about that. And I already did tell you that Jensen Chero's book is amazing, but just to doubly tell you, Jensen Chero's book and books are amazing. You should go and listen to them, buy them, pay her money for them, because it changed my life. So one of the first things that I like to do in this situation is ask better questions. And what I mean by that is, instead of saying, can I do this? Am I good enough? Can I get through it? Am I going to be okay? I ask better questions. I ask questions that have a solution-based outcome or a solution-based frame. So instead of saying, am I good enough? Or can I do this? Like, what can I do to be good enough? What do I need to do in order to know enough? Is there anything I can do? Do I know enough? Actually, do I know enough? Is what I know right now enough? And usually for me, the answer is yes, because I remind myself that what I have to say and what I have to offer is exactly what people need. Someone needs it. There is someone out there that needs me to show up so that they can see that it's safe for them to show up too, right? That is what I do. I am pushing through and getting through all of this shit so that someone else can listen, can see that it's okay that we all go through this and that they can start taking action too. Sometimes some people just need that little push. They just need to see that someone else is doing it, and that will give them the drive and the motivation, the inspiration to do it too. That's part of asking better questions. The other part of asking better questions, and I'm going to get into what this means for me, and this is probably going to be a little bit like woo-woo spiritual for some people, but hey, this is what we talk about on this podcast, so yeah, gotta deal with it. I, instead of saying, I don't know enough, or I don't think I have what it takes, I literally say, universe, what message do you need to give to other people through me? What knowledge and wisdom can you give me right now that the world needs to hear? and I wait for it, and I usually freaking get an answer. And it might not come up straight away, but it comes up in these like little pangs of inspiration or these random thoughts that will come into my head, and it's like, where the heck did that come from? I don't even know how I came up with that thought. But then obviously I remember that I asked for it, so that is why it's here. So this is part of asking better questions. And in this case, I encourage you to research someone named Michael Bernard Beckwith. He has a lot of really awesome YouTube videos, and he is all about asking better questions. And he has some great, great advice and information on doing that. So I'm not going to go into that too much here, because that's where I got my inspiration for that from. And he's going to do a much better way of explaining that than I can right now. The next tip that I have is to commit to learning. So I am constantly reading, listening to podcasts. I don't watch YouTube as much as I used to. I actually don't watch YouTube at all right now. But commit to learning, because if you're constantly learning and refreshing your mind with information, then you're constantly going to be having new input for creativity. Now, the next thing that I have to say is, actually, there's a fine line here between learning and reproducing. So some of the issues here that I've actually experienced firsthand is when you're constantly having a whole lot of input from external sources and external influences, is sometimes what you can do is absorb what they're doing and try and reproduce that. And that is not a good idea, because when you do that and you start creating based on what other people are creating, it's going to feel inauthentic. It's going to feel icky. It's not going to feel right. I mean, unless you're someone that likes copying or whatever, then I mean, maybe that would feel good to you. But for me, it didn't. And so there is a fine line between learning and reproducing the work of other people, like literally taking their ideas and trying to make it your own when you haven't done anything to build upon or make it your own. You're just like, yep, that's a good idea. I'm going to take that and just run with it. If you are able to build on that and snowball it and create something fresh and new from it, that is okay, that's going to feel good to you. That is like, I mean, no idea is ever brand new. There's a billion freaking chairs out there, but there are some people that still come up with new ways of making a chair, right? That's okay. That's not what I'm talking about. It's when you take someone's solid idea and like really try and just use that as the whole basis of something that you want to talk about. I hope that you understand what I'm saying with this. Like I said, it's a very fine line, so I'm finding it hard to explain exactly what I mean. Hopefully you understand what I'm saying, because I can't explain it any other way. But commit to learning. If you're constantly having new information coming in, you're going to get those wheels turning in your head that will allow you to come up with new ideas on your own and will refresh your mind and your brain. But then, like I said, that brings me to my next tip, and actually is something that has helped me in this situation, is to cut off external influences for a few reasons. Like I just said, because of the whole like running with someone else's ideas instead of coming up with your own, using someone else's ideas instead of using your own amazing brain to build upon and come up with your own opinions and thoughts, but also because I often find that I compare myself to other people. And usually it's people that are ahead of me and have been in the game for a lot longer than me, or people that are in a whole nother game, people that are doing something different, and I'm seeing where they are and I'm seeing where I am, and I'm just like, fuck, man, I'm not there. Does that mean that I can't do what I want to do? Does that mean that I can't produce the results that I say and think that I actually can produce? Like, I think that I can, I believe that I can, but can I actually? Because, like, this person is so much further ahead of me and I'm here, so does that mean that I'm not good enough because I'm not up there with them, right? Can you see what I'm saying here? It's a whole, like, a whole jumble, and I know that I'm, although this is like a whole jumble coming out, I know that I'm not alone in thinking this, so I know you get what I'm saying. Even though it's coming out as a mess. You get me, I know it. Anyway, so that's my next tip, is to cut off external influences, even just for a little bit. Like, just check out of Instagram for a little bit. If you have to go on to post because you have a business, really limit your time. Say, okay, I'm going to go on this hour, this 1 hour per day. Have all your content ready to go. Schedule it in Planoly or Unum or something. Even you can even like plan it all in Instagram within the app. Have all your photos and captions ready, so all you have to go is hit a couple buttons to post. Commit to just doing 1 hour a day if you need to, even if you don't have a business. Limit yourself to 1 hour so that you're not constantly scrolling and seeing all these people and thinking, oh my God, they're so much better than me. They're so much more ahead than me. I suck. I'm not where they are. Blah, blah, blah. The next and final tip that I have, and I don't know if I've said it so much on this podcast as much as I've said it in my real life, but in my real life and to people, I've said it on Instagram for sure. The thing that has changed my life the most is meditation. And I can notice a huge difference when I meditate and when I don't meditate. So I've moved quite a few times. You know what? I've moved January and then like February and then March, and then May. I've moved 4 times in 6 months. 4 times in 6 months. And each of those times, it's been to a new time zone. And sometimes it's been to the complete opposite, like 24, some really fucking big time difference. Huge one. Anyway, each of those times, my morning routine, so I meditate in the morning, and each of those times that I've moved, the meditation, like in the morning routine, that's all kind of taken a back seat, I think that's how it's said anyway, back seat to like actually setting up my life. And I notice, oh my God, a huge difference when I don't meditate. Meditation has seriously change so much, and it doesn't just change your life for that time that you're actually meditating. It doesn't just change, it's not just impacting your life in those 5, 10, 15 minutes when you're doing it. It has impacts that spread out throughout your whole life, your whole day. And for me, the biggest change that I've noticed is sleeping. For me, I found it very, very difficult to fall asleep. I would lay in bed for hours, 3, 4 hours at a time. Like literally, I would go into bed and I would be laying there, laying in bed, lights off, in my, like trying to fall asleep in 3 hours. I don't know if you know what this feels like, but it was consistent night after night after night after night. Like that was my norm. It wasn't just like once in a month. It was every single night for me. But once I started meditating, wow, I can go to sleep. Like I still do lay in bed for a little while, but it's not the same. I can lay there. I don't need to like have a TV show on in the background. I am calmer in general. Meditation has changed my whole life. I can like come into each moment and realize what's happening in the moment instead of allowing these subconscious limiting beliefs and fears come up and lead the way. I can see those and notice those and act however I want to act regardless of those. This is seriously so, so, so amazing. And if you do not meditate, what are you doing? You need to do it. Go to YouTube, type in Boho Beautiful into the search bar. She does amazing guided meditations. Seriously, so good. That's how I started. Now I've developed a little bit further where I'm just doing self-meditation. So I will just put on some really calming music in my headphones and just do it for as long as I feel like I need to. And sometimes that's 15, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. But seriously, I think I've said this, I've talked about this enough right now. Just you should try meditation if you don't already do that. Actually, I do have one more point and I'm going to make it really quick. Know your values and your standards and make a commitment to live up to those for the benefit of yourself and no one else. Do you know what your values are? Do you know what your standards are? Do you know what you're trying to live up to and what's important to you? Have you thought about it? Have you considered it? Or are you just living based on the values and standards that were handed down to you and conditioned into you? Have you considered it? If you haven't, it is very, very worth considering. I will absolutely do a podcast on how to do this very soon. If that's something that you would like to know about, let me know. Come on over to my Instagram, brookealexander.co is my Instagram account, and let me know if you know what your values are, if you know what your standards are, and if you don't, I can help you find that out. We can do a little podcast on it and we can figure it out, because you need to know. Because if you don't know what your values are and what your standards are, then what are you living up to? What are you living towards? What are you moving towards? If you don't know, how are you making decisions? If you don't know what's important to you. And the very last point I want to say, make, leave you with is, who cares if you live up to other people's expectations? Live up to your own. Screw what anyone else thinks. Live up to you and what's important to you and what matters to you and how you want to live your life. That is what is going to matter to you. At the end of your days, you are not going to think, did I live up to other people's expectations? You are going to think, did I live up to my expectations? Did I do what mattered to me? Did I do what was important to me, not to other people? That is the end of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, if you would like to connect with me a little bit more, you can on my Instagram. I love chatting to people over there, brookealexander.co. I also have a really cool Facebook group that you should join if you want, because I go live twice a week. So I talk about this kind of stuff twice a week more than the podcast. The Facebook group is called Success Babe Social. Just come on over, join. You can actually see me talk about this stuff. Like, I move my hands a lot and get kind of into it. And when I do Facebook Lives, obviously you get to see all that too. And like, you might actually get some enjoyment out of that, if nothing else. So come on over and join us. We would love to have you. Thank you so much for being here. I think I've drained all the energy out of my rose quartz crystal. That is still in my sweaty hand, I'm going to finish my glass of wine that has been patiently waiting for me to drink it. And that's it. Like I said, that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And I will catch you in the next episode.